Well, I'm really happy to be here tonight. I'm happy to teach you this little message that God's laid upon my heart. I said earlier when we were in prayer that I definitely think that this is the season of the smackdown to Deb. God obviously had something planned that he maybe wanted to teach me, but he thought, I'm going to teach you through you teaching others. So this is where we're at. So happy to teach you this little message, this a little birdie told me. So I'm going to explain what it is. I know that there's some of you out there, probably like me, didn't realize that there's a lot of things that we hear in society, some phrases that you hear that you didn't know came from the Bible. I'm sure there's many of them. Did you know that the handwriting is on the wall? We say that when something's going to happen, well, the handwriting's on the wall. Well, that's from Daniel 5. We use the phrase that says that there's a fly in the ointment. That's also from the Bible. It is from Ecclesiastes 10:1. A leopard cannot change its spots is actually from the Bible. It's from Jeremiah 13:23. When you tell somebody, you're really important to me, man, you're the apple of my eye, it's from Deuteronomy 32:10. How many of you out there, you get angry and you yell out, I'm at my wit's end. That's also from the Bible. Psalm 107:27. See, there's a lot of stuff out there, guys. You didn't even realize when you're saying it that you're actually speaking scripture. Didn't even know it. How about when you guys get, you think about something, it's like, that's not much. It's just a drop in the bucket. Also from the Bible. Isaiah 40:15. Then another big one. And we use it in a good way. Eat, drink, and be merry. Right? We all know that one. We hear it all the time. That's actually from Luke 12:19, and also 1 Corinthians 15:32. It's mentioned. The other part that we forget, though, is it says, eat, drink, and be merry. For tomorrow we will die. So we forget about that part about it. We don't mention that part. And then we have rise and shine. Rise and shine. How many of you guys have ever said that to your kids in the morning? You know, you say that to them like, come on, we got to get up and get at them and smile. Rise and shine is from Isaiah 61, which actually says arise and shine. And then it says the one that I have obviously want to talk to you about, which you might not have really known was there, is a little birdie told me. And I'm going to talk to you about where that comes from. It actually comes from Ecclesiastes 10:20, which says, never make light of the king, even in your own thoughts. And don't make fun of the powerful, even in your own bedroom. For a little bird might deliver your message and tell them what you said. Isn't that interesting? So we have the wisest man of all, Solomon, in the Bible, stating that a wise person should never even criticize someone in the privacy of their own bedroom. Because a little birdie might run, fly off, and tell the king. So it's kind of an interesting statement, isn't it? The fact that a little birdie could fly off and tell the king what you said. Now you might think that is such a foolish statement, because we all know that birds don't talk, right? Well, except for parrots, parakeets, and Big Bird. Those are the only ones that I know, right? But you know what? Maybe they can. Maybe they can talk. Maybe we just don't know it. Maybe they actually can communicate. I would have to think the fact that God can create things, that obviously God can communicate with things, right? I mean, I definitely believe that there's probably animals out there. There's things that are probably communicating to God. I mean, the Bible tells us that everything is out there praising God. So I'm going to look at little birds sometimes, and I think maybe they're praising God. I used to have a kitty named Princess, and I would sing, and that was the only time that cat would run over to me and would look up and would put his paws up on my knees when I would sing about Jesus. Now, I think it was probably telling me, stop, Deb, stop. You're not a good singer. My cat was probably telling me that, but I always say that I think that the animals sometimes, I think they have this little connection sometimes to God. So anyway, I think the point that Solomon is making here is that we need to control what it is and who it is that we actually speak about. That there's something more to it. And I think even to take it a little bit farther, he actually makes a point that it's even in our thoughts. It's even the things that we think that we have to take control of. You know, in our culture today, when we use that statement, we say a little birdie told me, what we use it for is the fact of like, we want to say that, you know, we want to tell you something, but we don't want to tell you who told us, right? Well, little birdie told me that was your birthday, or little birdie told me this about you, or whatever. We just don't want to reveal our sources. On a grander scale, we know that obviously the source, Twitter, it comes from a little birdie told me. That's why we tweet, right? That's why we tweet. That's why we share our thoughts and we share our feelings on our lives and other people's lives and opinions on social issues, and some good, but we know mostly bad is what we share our opinions about. So we know that that happens. You know, I think that even though we were told when we were small kids, small little kids, and I'm sure we have a few here that you've probably said to your kids before, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything, right? But why is it as we get to be adults, as we grow up, that kind of fades in our memory, and it seems like we like to talk very negative about people a lot. Negative about ourselves, negative about the others, negative about neighbors, friends, family. I think we thrive in our culture on negativity. I think that we like to share things so negative with about people instead of the positive. It seems like that negative news tends to like spread around really quick, but the positive news doesn't get really around very often. You know, they say if you run a business, they say the negative one's going to be shared a lot more than if the positive. If someone's happy with what you've done in business, they're going to share it with maybe one or two people. You do something wrong and it's negative, they're going to share it with 10, 12 people is what they're going to do. So we tend to like to share the negative. You know, I think a lot of times when we share something on social media, a lot of times we like to share it maybe for the benefit of maybe being in the know of something, or maybe just feeling as though like, you know, your own self-interest in it. Maybe the idea that you're going to share something with somebody and you get that idea of like, look it, I was the one who told. I was the one who told you. And there's like this weird pat on the back that you get. Well, I think a lot of times when you look at what Solomon said, I think that there's more to what he's saying. I think that we look at these comments and we think it's no big deal. It's no big deal. We share a few things that are negative. We know we share these, you know, little comments about people and we think it doesn't matter. But he actually says, in private, be careful what you're sharing. What you share in private, would you want it to be said in public? And I think for the most of us, we would say that a lot of us wouldn't want what we say in private shared publicly with others. I think we would like to think that, you know what, we'd like to keep that to ourselves. Maybe share this with a few, but not really broadcast publicly our thoughts. You know, there's a saying that said, what is said must be true, but what is true doesn't always need to be said. You know, I think that a lot of times we think just because we have, you know, some information or some point that we want to make, we like to share it with everybody. And maybe just to pat ourselves on the back and feel like you're very intelligent or you're very smart about this topic or whatever. You know, I think we all have opinions. If you guys don't know that saying, I'll tell you later, but you know, it says we all have opinions, but I'm not going to share the rest because it's kind of crude, but anyway. So anyway, there's another saying, though, that says the walls have ears, isn't there? What are your walls hearing? I know my walls hear some things that I shouldn't be saying. No doubt about it. I told you, this message is a good tap on my shoulder for me, for sure, because there's things that I share that I shouldn't share. There's things that I say that I shouldn't say. There's thoughts that I have that I shouldn't think. They're there. And I think sometimes you have to stop and think about, like, what it is that you're putting out in there, you know, out in the world. You know, the Bible says that his word never goes off. It just continues forever. It kind of scares me to think that my words could do the same, that they could kind of reverberate back and come back to me and hit me because some of my things aren't so good. But what are your walls hearing? You know, if you knew someone was listening to you all day, all hours of the day, day, night, wherever you are, no matter where you are, would you be saying the same things that you say sometimes? I would bet not. This morning I was watching the news, and they were talking about the fact that the Amazon Echo, the smart speaker, can be hacked. It actually can listen in. It says the model years 2015 and 2016, that they can be hacked. Scariest part of all is they're thinking about putting them in all the hotel rooms for all you people, because they're going to be a help for you, for your convenience. So you can yell out and say, I need a taxi, whatever. But meanwhile, they could be hacked and they could listen to everything that you say in your hotel room. That's kind of scary. Don't think I want that. Then I heard a long time ago, do you remember when they said Samsung TVs could spy on you? They have a fake off. And you have to worry. I have a Samsung. There's times where I'm like, is he watching me? Because they said it can be hacked and it could like listen or watch you. It's kind of scary because you're like, big brother, man, it's watching us. It's listening. Kind of scary. There's times where I'll say something, I'm thinking, okay, it's out there. Me and John joke around sometimes that, you know, the things we say, all of a sudden it seems like it comes up on my, like, Google. And I'm like, where'd that come from? Did they hear me? You know, it makes you wonder sometimes. But I think a lot of times we would change our words. We would change our tone, for sure, if we knew somebody was listening to us all the time. But what you have to understand and what you have to remember is that Solomon is actually saying that there is someone listening. There is someone listening to your tones all the time. Someone that's paying attention to your every word, and that's God. God's paying attention to our words. God hears them. God knows our thoughts. I mean, that's proven in the Bible because we can see over and over again in the scriptures where somebody would think something and Jesus would turn to him and would answer their thought. So we know that that's how God says he's as close to us, and he does the same thing with us. He knows our feelings, our thoughts, our words. Our words, we can be so negative. We say such negative, hurtful things sometimes. And I'm going to tell you, one of the things I am the most negative about is myself. I talk more negative about myself than I do anybody else. I probably tell myself I'm not smart. I tell myself I'm not good enough. I tell myself all these different things. And why? Why do we do this? Such negativity. You know, we sing these songs. We sung this song at the beginning when it says that we believe that God can move a mountain. But why is it we'll sing this song, God can move a mountain, but then we literally think it's really not going to happen for me? It can happen for you. I believe it can happen for all of you. But why is it sometimes I can be so negative and think it isn't going to happen for me? Why do we become so negative about our lives and about the lives of others? But God is listening. God's paying attention to our words. He hears our words. He hears our thoughts. That's so daunting, isn't it, when you think of that? That he's paying attention that much? Words are so powerful. They can build us up. They can encourage us. They can motivate us. But we know also they can tear us down. And they can hurt us and they can destroy us. What do you speak over your life? I'm guilty. I'm guilty of speaking a lot of negativity sometimes. You know, sometimes it's just the thoughts that you have are not to get up in the morning and say, God, you got my back. God, I know you're going to make a way where this seems like it's not going to work. You're going to make a way. Instead, what you do sometimes is you get up and think, my life always goes this way. It never works out for me. I always fall down. Everyone else does better than me. Everyone falls down, gets up, smells like a rose. Me, I'm just laying in the dirt. That's my life. See, the Bible tells us we have power. We have power to speak over our lives. The things that we say can come into effect. Some of the times that I think about the things that have gone wrong in my life, I'm like, how much of a part did I play in that negativity that's happened to my world? How much did I speak and think really happened because I didn't speak any victory? I spoke victim. I spoke self-pity. That's so convicting because I think sometimes we can walk around and we can be so pitiful about ourselves, thinking everyone else is getting ahead. I'm not. Everyone else is so much better off, but not me. We have to watch our words because they are so, so powerful. But our words, sometimes we say such negative things about other people too. You know, we don't find the good in people. What we do is we find the bad. And it seems like we just pick at that little thing that we don't like about somebody. Instead of noticing all the good about them, we focus on the one negative instead. You guys remember the saying, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. That's so not true. It's so not true. Our words can damage us so much. And I'm sure that many of you guys out there are walking around wounded by the things that you were told when you were young. We're walking around with scars. Little things that were said that, you know, there's like, doesn't seem that big, but you know, they say that you need so many more positives when you're growing up to like take away that negative that's spoken over you. Those things are still there. Those things still sting even when you were a little kid. Maybe something that someone even joked about that you look at and you think, I still kind of see it when I look in the mirror. I've always had crazy out of control blonde hair. When I was young and met John, he thought it was pretty, so thank goodness for that. But I had really long blonde hair and it was always a tangled mess. And I remember one of the first boyfriends that you have, I think it was fourth grade, and I remember his mom said, she has witchy hair. And he told me, dumb kid, I hope you learned something. Never did that when he got married. But you know what? There's a lot of times what I would think was, what other people would say, your hair is pretty, I would say, no, it's not. Because of that one comment. Isn't it funny how we let those things really get to us? Some of us have been wounded so much, and some of us have wounded people that we love by the things that we've said. Carelessly saying something, not thinking about really what it could have an effect on your relationships. And I'm sure many have damaged relationships out of the things that you've shared. You know, we all come equipped with this really dangerous thing inside of us, and it's this, our tongues. We have this way about us that says too much sometimes, don't we? Proverbs 18:21 says, the tongue can bring death or life. Those who love to talk will reap the consequences. Those who love to talk. I talk too much. I talk too much sometimes. You know, I think sometimes we do need to do what the Bible says, is just, shh, just be quiet. You know, the Bible says that we have the power to bring death and life through our tongues. That's big. That is so big to think that we have the power to speak victory instead of defeat. That we should get up every day and we should say, thank you, God, that I have life. God, I know you're going to guard this day, that you're going to make me as successful as I could possibly be. You're going to make a way right now where things are just falling apart. You're going to bless me beyond measure. That's what we should do. Instead, what we do is a lot of times we get up and say, ah, another day, you'll get, it's going to rain. Look at my house, it's a mess. My car's probably not going to run right today. I'm going to hit every red stoplight on the way. Sometimes we're so negative. And like I said, I'm not throwing stones at you because, man, they're right back at me. Right back. Matthew 12:33-37 says, a tree is identified by its fruit. If a tree is good, its fruit will be good. If a tree is bad, its fruit will be bad. You brood of snakes, how could evil men like you speak what is good and right? For whatever is in your heart determines what you say. A good person produces good things from the treasury of a good heart, and an evil person produces evil things from the treasury of an evil heart. And I tell you this, is what I really, really want to stress with you today. And I tell you this, you must give an account on Judgment Day for every idle word you speak. The words you say will either acquit you or condemn you. That was like, what? To me when I read it. Jesus says, I tell you that on the day of judgment, you will have to give an account for every idle word that you spoke. Wow. Wow. I read that and I think, wow, Deb, get it together. You know, I think we would expect that Jesus is going to condemn us for maybe the profane, the vile, the horrible things we say. But he says we have to give an account for even our idle words. Our idle words that we have to account for. Idle words meaning the words that are without purpose or effect. Pointless words even. Pointless. That's so convicting to me. Just every word out of our mouth that we have to give an account someday. The things that we say, the things that we share, the things that we would just think, we have to account for them. Proverbs 16:27 says in the Living Bible, it says, idle hands are the devil's workshop. Idle lips are his mouthpiece. Idle lips. So when you have nothing to do, what are you thinking? What are you saying? Do you build people up? Do you tear people down? Do you talk great about your life or do you talk negative? We say things so carelessly, so many times without even thinking how the words are going to impact ourselves and how they're going to impact others. You know, that negative and positive things, man, we have got to get out of it. The negativity, we got to speak more positivity in our lives. You know, I think the one thing we really have to think about is that we have to remember that as many times that we have these little birds around us that are hearing, and they repeat those idle things that we say. If you have younger brothers and sisters, if you have kids around you, if you have just people around you, the idle words that we say, those little birds hear them. And that they do is they repeat them. Our kids parrot us, sadly, more than we parent them. And that was good. I got that. That was mine. That was a good one. Our kids parrot us, sadly, more than we parent them. Okay? It's true. They learn by our behavior. They learn by our words. The things that we throw out there, they're going to repeat. The attitude that we use, they're going to repeat. They're going to show you the same things. When your kids are acting all ugly, you're like, where'd that come from? Chances are, mirrored right back at you. That's the problem. You know, if our kids are disrespectful to their parents, you know, to each other as parents, or you know, to their teachers, to the coaches that they have. Someday maybe their bosses. It might just be because we set that example for them. Maybe they heard us being so negative over the years of the things that we've said about those people that have been in authority over us. Maybe we don't like our boss, so we say some negative things about it. So later when they start to say negative things about their boss, it's not so different. And we might notice it more in others. Isn't it funny how we notice somebody else's words sometimes more than we do notice ourselves? I think this last week, I can tell you, and I know it's because I was teaching this, I had so many dumb, idle words that I said. You know what some of them were? Ugh, these drivers. They're crazy. They're horrible drivers. Oh my gosh. This is so expensive. This is out of control. What are we going to do now? This is the things I'm saying. Idle words. Just idle, dumb words. You know, we have to answer for the things that we showed our kids growing up. We were jokingly saying, you know, my husband today was watching my granddaughter. They went up in the treehouse, and it was my kids' treehouse they've had for years and years. And the granddaughter came, and I knew she would love it just as much as them, because every kid comes to Troy Grove and wants to play in this treehouse that John built. And immediately she went up, and she got in the treehouse, and she says, Grandpa, can I move this bench to outside? And he said, okay. So he put it outside for her, and she goes, no, but I was thinking it needed to go over here and then kind of sideways over this way. And my husband says, okay, Shelby. That's her mom, because that was exactly Shelby. Shelby had a vision for how it needed to be done, and that was it, and that's how Olive is. Same way, she has a vision. It's got to be the same way. Those good traits pass, but sometimes the bad traits pass, right? I know there's things that I'm very negative about, and sometimes I'll notice it in my kids, still today. Those things that we said. Now, the best thing at all that I've ever had was the fact that I have this balance in my life. Because whereas what I would say something, I've got, you know, basically a Mr. Rogers that I live with. He is just the kindest person in the world. He's always nice. He's always happy. He always sees the good side of things. And there's times where it really makes me mad. I just want him to agree with me once that life sucks, you know. But he doesn't. He doesn't. He always sees the good in it. Isn't that nice? It's actually kind of nice. You know, I think we do have to really stop and think about how our words make an effect. I love to sing worship songs, and I love to be reminded of how God is so good. But I think what I need to do is probably need to listen to worship songs more often throughout the day, every day, so I can be reminded more often. Because sometimes I don't think about those good things about how good God is to me. Sometimes, except when you're kind of reminded when you get together and we start singing how good God is. That this week, what did he bless me with? It's not just the things that he didn't give me, but look at the good he gave me. I had life. I have a house. I have a husband who loves me. I have kids. I have grandkids. What blessings are those? It's just to remind yourself of the good. If we could get up every day and think of the good things that you've been blessed with instead of the things that you thought, I don't have. I don't have this. Instead of saying what I do have. With God's help, I know this week, like I said, I felt that tap. With God's help, he can help you with that. He helps me with that. No sooner this week did I say something that I was like, ugh, gotta stop that. Gotta stop saying the negative. Gotta speak more good. Gotta speak more victory instead of being a victim, Deb. That's what it's about. The Bible, it says in James 3, it says that the tongue is so powerful. It actually makes the point of the fact that we put a bridle in a horse's mouth and we can turn this huge animal. And it says, this huge ocean liner has just a little rudder that steers it, right? Tells it which way to go. Our mouths are the same way. Our mouths steer us to go where we need to go. Or where we should go, I should say. Sometimes we don't go the right direction. Psalm 141:3 says, set a guard over my mouth, Lord. Keep watch over the door of my lips. Maybe that's what we need to pray more often every day. Set a guard over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips. I think that's just really asking God for more help. More help to control the words you say, the thoughts you have. To make you more aware. You know, that's one of the things I did really pray this week. I like, God, make me aware of my words. Make me not just say things harshly, think things harshly, but just make me aware of the thoughts that I'm having so that I can change them. Because I think we have to be aware of things sometimes before we can change. You know, maybe you didn't realize you're so negative. But when you think about the words that you spoke last week, how much more were positive than negative? You know, if you kind of think, yeah, I speak a lot of negativity, then say, God, I need your help. Make me more aware of that. Proverbs 13:3 says, those who control their tongue will have a long life. Opening your mouth can ruin everything. Everything. Controlling your tongue will give you a long life. That's really something. Like I said, our words are powerful. They're powerful. They can either build us up or they can tear us down. You have all the power to tear yourself down or build yourself up. And the people in your lives, you have all the power to build them up or tear them down. Words matter to God. We have to account for them, right? So we have to start thinking, what careless words, what idle words do we say throughout the day? What kind of things do we throw out there in the world that are just reverberating around? What kind of things are your walls hearing? What little birds are parroting around? We have to remember the fact that God's word says that a little bird could fly off and tell the king, right? Well, let me pray for you. Well, Lord, we just ask, Father, that you would do what your word says, that you would help us, Lord, to take control, that you would guard our mouth, that you would really help us to become so aware of the things that we share and the things that we speak. And Lord, help us when we say something negative that we would stop and really just come to a just screeching halt and really just feel as though we need to like take control of what our tongue's doing. I just pray that tonight would be a change for a lot of people, that it would be a change for the good, that they would see that they could speak such victory and they could speak such just positivity over their life, that things could be better. We just thank you for all that you're going to do and how you're going to help us this week, Lord. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, guys.